I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
Mercy.
God, you're sick.
She's wearing see-through lingerie at a SpongeBob movie premiere where a bunch of kids are going to be. Yeah, because she's a sick pervert and because all they care about is attention and because their self-esteem is so low. This is the only way they feel like they're worth something or anybody will care about them. They don't care about common decency. They don't care about what's best for children. They care about their stupid ego and getting attention. If a man did something like this, first off, he would have just been kicked out. I don't give a man if it was Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. He just wouldn't be allowed to come out in front of the kids like this. And if he tried to, you know, he would be arrested and he would have his computers raided. But when you're a woman, you can get away with anything in America.
That is wrong.
Get them kids. Get them kids. Hurry up. Get them kids.
She went and took family Christmas pictures and put the daddy as a skeleton corpse. So I seen this and I had the same question as this person. Is the baby daddy dead or is he a dead beat? And her response was, he dead to me. This is a different type of shit right here. She gotta be a baby mama from hell. Look at her eyes. Her pupils are black. That is demonic. Them innocent kids don't know what's going on. They're in the middle of their mama joke. Look how happy the little boy is right here. He don't even know what the fuck going on. He probably love his daddy.
Obviously, yes, this is sick. It's satanic and some motion. But they don't care. They don't care. They don't care how it's going to affect their kids, things like this. It's all about attention. It's all about trying to be funny. And let me point this out. You know how black women say, I need a man with a sense of humor who could take a joke because, you know, I'm funny. This is what they mean when they say I'm funny.
How? Hold on, bro. How?
$50K a month to leave me. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yo, but, I don't like yo.
But I'm a girl. You got my kids.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Am I also taking the kids?
Yeah, you taking the kids.
Well, he didn't say that. What if he don't want kids in his house? Who am I to tell that man that he has to father my children also?
Yo.
He didn't include them in the package. I'm taking the package as is. I'm not amending.
So you would leave your kids?
I'm not asking no questions. I'm just going to assume somebody offered you $50,000 a month.
I would not leave
me.
You.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
Why?
Because I love you and I've built a life with you.
Well, then I would leave you for being a dumb. Because what the fuck are you talking about?
That's wild.
It's an evil world we live in.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. This goes to show that women, especially B-dubs, they care about money more than anything else. Well, they care about money more than they care about love. I know that much. They care about a couple of other things. Usually good D and attention over love, family, and their own kids. I'll say that.
You don't know that.
Pretty privileged women are weak.
Most of them, yes. Most of them. That's why when you hear the baddie buzzword, most baddies are prostitutes.
And what's wrong with that?
Because all they have to offer is their body. It's weak. It's an easy way to do life, but it's a weak way to do life. And I don't feel bad for saying it. It's just the truth. And no shots fired. Look, do you, boo. Get it how you live it. I'm not here to judge you. Live your life. However, it's the weak way. It's the easy way. It's not the narrow road. Not taking into account, I don't think that they're taking into account the spiritual warfare that actually starts happening, the way that they have to battle that spiritual. Which is very expensive. I can't afford it. But I think that when you're really beautiful, you're lazy.
She was spot on right there. I'm so sure now that lady is just an actor. She gotta be an actor.
Most beautiful women are gonna take the easy way out in life and use their beauty to get what they want out of life. The only problem is they're not smart enough to go for the gusto and really go for it full speed ahead, full force, and try to get a big enough bag to where you're going to be set for life or where you can set yourself up to be set for life.
So even if you want to just be a lady of the night, maximize it.
I got banged up 2 days ago in front of my girl. I've been with her for 8 months. Usually she doesn't leave me alone over text through the day, but I've not heard from her for over 24 hours.
What?
And I think she's been put off. The only reason I got in a was to stand up for her. I don't know what to do. Can you give me some advice, Brev? Gotta charge it to the game, Brev. I tell people this all the time. The one thing you can't do when you're with a girl is get beat up in front of her, Brev. It's primal, Brev. Do you know why? Yeah, because when you're in the bed with her that night, Brev, you're just, yeah, you're like that, yeah. You're like, is that mine? It's not, Brev. It's the guy that you up, bruv. That's who it is now. A lot of men think the girl look for money and all that stuff, which is true, but the number one is actually protection, bruv. It's biological, bruv. That means you can't protect her and she knows it.
Let's be real. I don't care if you Mike Tyson in the prime or whatever, Floyd Mayweather in his prime. Nobody can win every battle. Every man could get dealt with. And under the right circumstances, every man is going to fail to protect his woman and his family. But see, men, we can rationalize that. Men don't move on rationality. They move off feelings.
Ain't no girl solid.
That's not sure.
You see that on a nigga
before? Hell yeah, not right. Doing it again.
You see that on a nigga before?
You're
not solid. You see that on a nigga?
Maybe.
You never cheated. Queens. On how many boyfriends you had?
Period.
You're not solid. How many niggas you sold your love to? At least 3-4.
At least, yeah.
Why you loving that many niggas?
This motherfucker. Don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
You got a good point. I mean, why is a woman loving so many guys? You had 5-6 boyfriends, and you was in love with all of them, right? And you're not with any of them. So you either not loyal, or your love really not worth that much, or don't mean that much. This is why I always say, woes over 30, it's like they almost can't be good women at that point.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
If you don't have no money, don't let them girls lie to you and act like they require money. Because why they trying to get some money up out of you? It's a guy that they talking to that ain't have no money at all. And sometimes when you take them out to eat and they take food back with them, they go feed that man.
You only have to have money when she don't really like you. Yeah. When she really like you, you tall enough, you handsome enough, you charismatic enough, you dress well enough, look, she'll pay you some money. She'll bring you some food and drop it like it's hot after you eat. When she really like you. But yeah, by the time a woman is demanding, you got to take me to this type of restaurant. You got to pay this bill before I even talk to you. You want a response in the DM? Cash at me, $200. Yeah, you already know what it is.
You need to borrow a job with your broke ass.
So what's provider mean to you? These ladies ain't playing no games in 2025. Provide, nigga!
Yes, basically. I guess what I mean by provide.
How's she gonna know you love her if you're not buying bags? And I'm gonna just say it because it needs to be said. That woman is not a gold digger. She just wants a man with a lot of money who buy her things when she wants them. Is that a crime? If it was a crime, I'd dial 911.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.